Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany, where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance, and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News. The investigation's underway into the death of singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction member was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Toxicology reports are pending as authorities examine whether the 31-year-old committed suicide.
There was apparently a pattern of kind of erratic behavior, so much so that some employees, including a manager at the hotel, had called emergency services to try to get some help, that they were concerned that Liam Payne was acting in a way that they believed he might be a danger to himself.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault on our podcast Start Here. The Los Angeles Dodgers one win away from the World Series after trouncing the Mets 10-2 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. And in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians were one out away from going down 3-0, but came back to force extra innings and prevailed 7-5. Game 4 of that series tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hello. John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. You just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Nice looking morning out there. A little chilly, but man, great weekend looking out. Right, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Did you get another haircut? You're gelling.
No, I'm not.
Todd is gelling.
So I'm just late.
There's
this morning.
A reflection in the window. You got serious gel in your hair.
I don't have any in my hair. I didn't even wash my hair this morning.
Oh, maybe it's grease.
It's the lighting.
That's what it is. It's dirty.
Yeah.
Gel.
Did you see the weather forecast, you guys? I mean, seriously, this is going to be the best weekend. All
fantastic.
In the 70s and the game and just
I think it's great
cool
for kids
stuff.
Who are going out. Because where was it the other day? There was a trick-or-treat thing for kids. And it's like, that's so neat when they have these. There's kind of like an indoor. You know, though, I like that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
I'll tell you what. If my granddaughters were around, I'd take them up to De Young Zoo. And I'd do that the thing with the flashlights and the wolves howling.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. Oh, man. That's cool.
You know, it's when we get old someday and we're done with all this, it's going to be, you know, we're going to look back at all those pictures we take. That picture with that penguin.
Yeah. Oh, people got a kick out of that.
That was pretty cool.
They get,
that's a cool zoo. Like, do they have penguins at the news? Oh, they do?
He is.
No, do we have them? Are they in?
We do. The new zoo?
Yeah.
The
okay. Yeah. Okay. Boy, I haven't been there in a long time.
Me either. That's why I was asking. I remember when they got that turtle thing.
I didn't know they had, I didn't know there was such a thing as penguins that live in Africa. Like warm weather.
Everybody I talked to about that, and they said, how did they get the penguins? I said, well, they're from Africa. What? There's penguins in Africa?
Yeah.
So we all learned something that day. Maybe some people knew that, but I most people I talked to.
But, you know, zoo part, I don't know if it's still open. I think it's still open, the regular zoo. But all year long, then, they've got this other thing. It's what's it called? Something Critters. I don't know the name of it. But I took my granddaughter through it, where you have one-on-one with these animals. They've got these buildings. And where the animals live.
This is at De Young.
At De Young Zoo. Yep. Right, it's down the road from it. They built a new entity. But you go in there and that Joey the Penguin's there with his friends and you can feed him and everything. There are otters. You get in and play with these otters.
That's cool.
You go in this one room and it's sloths and they just want nothing to do with you. They literally sit there with their arm on the branch and they just stare right at you. Hi. Hey, you want a marshmallow or whatever? It's like, just like, you know what?
I used to have a couple of those working for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what else do they have there? The baby kangaroo.
Yes. Oh, that was
he's there.
Oh, man.
Joey.
Yeah. And then they've got the that turtle that got that picture of my granddaughter petting it. She says turtles love to be petted.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't think that with that hard shell.
No.
Those
so
turtles.
That's cool.
Red Lewis donated the turtle. The turtle building, I guess, at the new zoo. I went to that dedication, and they brought these two turtles in and. They're like, they're going to live like another
150 years. That turtle's expected to live.
I'm like, man, can I eat what you're eating?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, God. I don't know. Do you want to live that long? I don't know. But, yeah, that's
incredible.
Yeah. It's a cool thing.
So anyway, today is mammography day. That's the breast cancer thing here.
Correct, yes.
Mammography. I've never heard that word from a mammography.
You're thinking monogram.
No.
Mammogram.
No, you're thinking mammogram.
So you want to say man, but it's not. It's okay. Mom.
It's mama, so that's okay.
Mammography.
Why don't we just call it mammogram?
Mammogram day. That's what it is. We're just changing it.
Why did he make it so hard for us?
Because he's just trying to make it hard for us, and we're changing it.
Yes, I definitely want... The one thing I want to do on this show is to make you guys look stupid.
On mammography. Mammography day.
So we encourage...
Mammography day.
Everyone to go in and get a monogram.
Saves lives. Right, everybody. Right. Mashed potato day. You know, when I get down... By the way, you don't have that skill here anymore, huh?
No.
You're not going to believe what I saw this morning.
What did you see?
Under 220?
Oh, yeah.
215.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, John.
You know what, though, Jim? He's wasting away in front of us. Do you see that?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm afraid I'm going to turn. I just read this article. Did you guys watch Band of Brothers?
No, I don't think so.
It's a great series about the 506th Airborne World War II led the way into D-Day. And their whole training, and it was phenomenal.
So what does that have to do with 215?
I'm going to tell you right now. Right. Okay. You know what I am? Here's who I am. I'm the guy that says, I weave my answers. I weave. And I start here, and I come here. Then he's over here. But then, and then you know what? It comes right back. You know who I am? Trump was explaining that the other day.
Oh,
you didn't see that?
God, yes. No.
He laughs. I say, why? I'm over here. Oh, why you're here? You're here. Then I'm over here, and it's like, well, you know what? It's a science. I know how to... I weave, and it comes together.
John, do you realize that when I'm sitting here watching you, the first thing I think of is, that's Trump. Yeah.
Exactly.
His hands.
Exactly.
I believe he said that.
And they weave.
Wow.
And it comes right back. Yeah. So that's what I do. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
I weave. You want me to weave?
No, please
Yeah, you
don't.
Can. I'm just weave. Not going to...
I'm going to leave to the...
I'm not going to say anything because we
finish.
Can't.
I'm going to finish. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And so, these are long, on and on.
So when you said I'm wasting away in front of you, I'm going to... Okay. So I was just reading this thing about Band of Brothers. Greatest TV series in the history of TV. Phenomenal. But anyway, this one guy played, ironically, by David Schwimmer from Friends, who is just this goofball guy in Friends, plays this horrific captain where he was in charge of these guys. And he was so mean to them, it was ridiculous. I mean, like, crazy mean, to the point where he got demoted, okay?
You're weaving.
So he gets demoted. So I'm reading the true story on that guy that David Schwimmer played.
Okay.
Horrible to the troops, horrible. But he trained them really good. Got demoted, got depressed, tried to kill himself. But he made a mistake. He shot himself with a small caliber gun. It didn't kill him, but it completely blinded him. It made him whatever, okay? Family didn't want anything to do with him then. They put him in a veterans home. He got ignored. He faded away and died of malnutrition.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Where's the bullet hole?
So you're trying...
No, what I'm saying is...
you're afraid of fading away?
Yeah. After reading that.
But that's because of depression. And that's being isolated.
Yeah.
You don't have those. That's why he faded away.
I know, but it can happen. He died of malnutrition in a veteran's home.
Yeah.
In a home. He wasn't like sleeping on the streets. In a home. He died of malnutrition.
That has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Colonel Captain Sortel was his name.
Okay.
Sortel. So that can happen to a person if you're not careful.
Here's what I think. I think you're over that hump. Because when you start losing weight and you're a guy and you're older.
Yeah.
It's tough for those first five, whatever, 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it becomes a little bit easier.
You know the number one thing I find, though? I get full a lot quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a thing the other day of scrambled eggs. I've never not been able to finish scrambled eggs, and I was, like, full. It really does. I mean, so whatever Ozempic does to a person, not eating as much, I think, does the same thing.
Was my theory
and it's
right?
Free.
Was my theory right on Ozempic? I told you guys that if this country gets on Ozempic, it's how it's going to reduce food consumption.
Okay.
There was an article on that's happening. And I forgot what the number was, but it was like in the gazillions of like less calories this country's going to take in, which is going to affect food purchases, the type of food you buy. If really people get onto it, it's not really called Ozempic. What's it called? GL, LG something three, but whatever that is, the ingredient in Ozempic, we're going to eat less. And you're doing it on your own. You're not. Are you on Ozempic?
No, I'm not on anything. Just walking.
He's high on life.
I'm high on life.
Yes. Well,
I'd like to be high on some pills right now.
You look a little bit better. You got a little bit more movement. You know what? I got
the right side has loosened up a little bit. The left side completely has not. So it's like I can turn my head to the right, but not to the left. Mm. I still got to go this way to the left. So, yeah. But you know what I bought? I bought some of those things from CVS. I think Nikki had mentioned those, where they're like, it's like, almost looks like a real big bandage or Band-Aid or something.
Yeah, some pops or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and you put, boy, those feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Wow. That's a good product. I had never tried those before. Yeah. Those. And actually, you know, to be honest with you, I did have it, because yesterday my right side was worse, so I had it more leaning toward my right, and that actually feels pretty good. But the left is still.
Yeah.
So I'll just, maybe if I do that one today, it'll dissipate. But anyway, mashed potato day. That's something I used to love more than anything in the world, with a nice mushroom cream gravy and butter. Mm-hmm. But giving them up has helped weight-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but God darn it.
They're so delicious.
Tough.
I know.
My mom was in yesterday. Actually, we came here. You were gone, but she met Todd and Nikki and Jesse, and she's like, well, you sure work with some nice people? I'm like, well, yeah, John's not here. No, I didn't say that. She really enjoyed it. Anyway, she came back to my house for lunch. It wasn't mashed potatoes, but it was that Polish soup where you make. Todd was talking to her about that. But it is. It's just ground up potatoes and flour, and then you just boil them in the water. So that's what we had. So it wasn't really mashed potatoes, but I went off my diet yesterday.
With that?
I made a bunch of stuff. But
yeah, what else?
I had BLTs.
Oh, man. I love BLTs.
And my even my brother-in-law, who...
I don't even need the tea. Just give me a BL and lettuce. You know what I mean? Yeah. Extra lettuce.
And mayo.
Yeah, and mayo. But I don't need the... I'm not... You know, I can eat really... I've got a weird thing with tomatoes. If they're a really good tomato, not something that's in a store in the middle of the winter.
Oh, no. These were...
Homegrown, really good tomato.
Yeah, that's what these were.
Just with like a bruschetta. You know, put garlic and olive oil and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And a little slushy. Hard... crusty kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can eat those all day long. Mm-hmm. Love them, love them, love
Sometimes
them, love them. But I'm not a fan of a tomato in a sandwich, like in a sub or on a hamburger.
Really?
Or I don't know why. Maybe it's because they're cheap ones that they use for those things.
There's never any taste to them.
Right.
Yeah. A little crunchy.
Right.
Right. A little
No.
You got to get the right tomato.
You got to have the right tomato.
So I'll go back to that.
But I love
think
BLTs.
Ingredients make a difference. So even my brother-in-law, the bacon... And it was smoked extra thick bacon in the oven. He goes, this is really good bacon.
Candy.
But he said, how did you cook it? Because frying bacon isn't the answer. You got to cook it in the oven.
I'll be honest with you, though. I have no problems, though it's not cheap, but I have no problems with the microwave bacon. Just pop it in there and cook it up. It's nice and crisp. It's not greasy.
I never had that.
You haven't? It's good. It's $9 a pack. But it's really, have you had that, Todd?
Yeah.
That's good, don't you think?
Yeah. If you want to throw a quick sandwich together,
exactly.
Or, you know, do some eggs and don't want to wait around for the bacon.
And then it's not greasy and you don't have that mess with the grease and the whole thing. Yeah. And
But Jim's bacon does sound really good.
Well, that thick bacon is phenomenal.
That was really good bacon. I don't know. I think it was more than $9. I'm not sure.
No, I'm sure. I'm talking about a pack of like nine slices probably. You know, 10 slices, maybe 12. It's basically $1 a slice.
And then I made some more of that seafood.
You know
pasta.
What I figured out? Cheese, sliced cheese. I was looking at it, figuring out it would be 30 cents a slice.
Yeah.
When you buy a thing of cheese, it's 30 cents.
Grab a knife and slice your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or buy a meat slicer. They're not that expensive. I have one. You can slice everything with that. That's turkey breast. You can beef, sausage, cheese, onions. Those are great. Everybody's got like... all this stuff on their counter. You get a meat slicer.
Go ahead, talk about that while we send it back. I want to hear all about what you got on your counter.
I'm sure you do.
We'll be back.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan...
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. a Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. You know, I'm happy for the folks in Oshkosh. We're talking with Pat Trace yesterday. They've got all sorts of things taking place in Oshkosh this weekend, and great setting for them. This is nothing better than, and nothing luckier sometimes, than a phenomenally great weather weekend this time of the year.
Right.
But there's so many things outside you want to do now, and it's not blazing hot and not whatever, right. Whatever, and this is awesome. Wish it was like this for about the next 4 months.
And we're going to have all those people in town from Jacksonville, right?
Yep. I don't think we're going to have too many. They have a tough time filling their own stadium.
Oh, really?
I think they're the lowest attendance in the league.
Oh.
So it's not a fanatical.
Okay. Mm. I always liked visitors. Okay.
I mean, there's already been talk about them moving.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to see any gold and black jerseys walking around here this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anybody's not had a chance to go to a Packer game, they're like, man, my goal is to go see one. You can get a pretty good price on
this one. That, now that you say that, right, the team even turned in some tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots to.
Yeah. There's a lot of tickets. What a great game to go to. 70
degrees. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's nothing better. It's a good one.
Absolutely. No, that's going to be cool. Ride to work day. You ever in a carpool?
If I drove, I don't think so. You know those park and rides?
Yeah.
I've used those. Have you used that? You just meet your buddy there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are cool.
They're like, great.
For sure.
Did you see where in Milwaukee they have to close a bunch of them? Because of the crime?
Homeless.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, because we use those when we go to, like, brewer games.
Sure,
stuff,
absolutely.
Right? You know, it's all meet at the park and ride and a little carpool. But that's too bad, because I'm sure there's people that
need them.
Well, that's what they do, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's meet here, and you drive this week, I'll drive next week, that kind of stuff. And, it's not just for events. It's people actually use that to go to work and get back, and now they're closing those. And I don't know. I think they're kind of – they could do – there's other stuff they could do. They could patrol them.
And, yeah.
But I think just to close them, which is an easy thing to do for, I think it's DOT, right? That
I don't know, but they said there's been a lot of crime and shots fired and assaults and robberies and things like that. You know, when I was in a carpool one time when I worked in the summers in the mine, and it was four guys, me and three other guys.
Right.
And there I'm 18 years old, right out of high school, literally the day after I graduated from high school. And, they're all in their mid-30s, mid-40s, whatever, and longtime mine workers. What I had to do when I drove, and this statute of limitations is gone, but had to start with this at Flinko's gas station, Flinko's and Slugs in Palmer. You ever been there?
Mm-mm.
And I'd have to buy.
I've never been to Palmer.
The driver always had to buy, and he had to buy tall boy beers for all the guys for the ride home.
Oh. Did you have to drive a lot, or just did you take turns?
I drove twice. Yeah, I drove.
Okay, you took turns.
Yeah, took turns, and I didn't. I didn't. I mean, if I'm driving, I'm sure not going to drink at 18 years old.
Did they?
Oh, of course.
Really? When they would get four beers, did they give you one?
I wouldn't drink when I was driving.
No, but when you weren't driving.
Yes.
Were you underage?
No, that's drinking age was 18.
Okay, all right.
But they don't. I don't know if they make tall. Todd, remember Tall Boys?
Yeah.
I don't know how many ounces. Would that be 20 ounces, maybe?
That reminds me of, and those, I don't know if those guys had a drinking problem, but I worked with a guy that he did. I told you this story before, but we worked at the Boys and Girls Club. I should have said that. I'm not going to tell the story. Okay.
Why?
Okay.
All right. No problem. All right. But anyway, do they still make tall? Anybody out there, do they still make Tall Boys?
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
I think so.
All right. But that was my experience with Ride to Work.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
But park and rides, they're awesome. Anyway, that's Ride to Work Day. But that's not really, what does that mean, Ride to Work Day?
Yeah, I don't know. You celebrate your coworkers that you're riding to work with? Maybe.
It doesn't really, this just could says be. Ride to Work. Maybe it's,
I don't know.
But why couldn't you be by yourself?
I mean, Walk to Work Day or whatever. But
this doesn't mean you have to be with someone. It says Ride to Work Day. You could, so I'm celebrating today. I rode to work in my car. By myself.
Yeah, I know. That's a weird thing, too.
That's a weird day.
Yeah.
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 Okay. It's beer, not bread.
Oh, is it the Texans this week? Oh, I had that wrong?
I don't know, Joe.
Oh, okay.
I don't follow that.
No beard day. You ever have a beard?
No. Mustache.
I've never had a beard.
I don't think my kids
I had
like
a goatee.
Oh, did you?
I had a goatee.
Those are...
I had a goatee. What?
I just wanted
to... What?
I think you'd look... Well,
you think I'd look what?
Just, okay.
I'll show you a picture of me in a goatee.
All right, and I'll show you
and I'll hold it up to the camera. People will be, who looks better?
How about
you and your mustache or me and my goatee?
All right, I'll find a picture of me with a mustache. I had a mustache for years.
So. Necktie day. I hate wearing neckties.
Oh, love them.
Oh.
I got so many. Oh, God.
I hate wearing neckties.
Oh,
I wish it'd bring big.
I bet you I got.
Okay, I got this wrong. Houston this week. I was screwed up. Houston this week, Jacksonville next week. Houston doesn't travel well. They don't travel well. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. Houston does not travel well.
And that's who's coming to Green Bay?
Yes. No. Oh, it is chocolate cupcake day. Everybody likes chocolate. I used to look. Do they still make the Twinkies, the Hostess, or the two Twinkies, or the two cupcakes with cream?
Yeah. It's
gotta be a staple. That was the best part of like when you'd take your lunch to school and your dad or your mom would put in one of those.
My parents never
gave us that. Okay, I was going to say, you think I grew up privileged? We never got that. Never. And I mean never with never.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. I had them when I was working in the mine.
Well, that's...
But you know what the cool thing about that was that they'd always have those baseball cards in them, that series. They're worth a lot of money now. Hostess baseball cards are worth a lot of money. And everybody would throw them away. You know, it would be on the bottom of the thing.
Hostess baseball
cards.
That's always gum.
Todd, look it up if you get a chance. Hostess baseball cards. Yeah, what else is it? Happy birthday, Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is it Jean?
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. 64 years old. Martina Navratilova, 68 years old. Chuck Lorre. I don't know Chuck Lorre. I don't know that name.
Two and a half men. Oh. He is the creator of Two and a Half Men and a lot of shows like that.
Who's the game show host guy?
Chuck Willery.
Chuck Willery.
He'll be back in 2 and 2.
He's close to 70. I bet they're the same
I bet he's older. Chuck Willery? I mean, I was in like high school watching his shows.
Yes to the baseball cards, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Each year had a different series. Yeah.
Yep. Pam Dobler, 73.
Pam was on Mork and Mindy.
And she is married to Mark Harmon.
That's right.
Mark Harmon, whose dad was the legendary Tom Harmon, Heisman Trophy winner, University of Michigan. Mike Ditka.
Wow.
85. Ditka.
85.
Yeah. You know, I interviewed Mike Ditka that same night that Frank Gifford completely blew me off.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And how was Mike?
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Great. He was super. I got this. Tall boys still exist, and now we call them silos.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is. That makes sense.
Pamps makes a 16-ounce tall boy. Thank you. Appreciate that, everybody. Hey, we got a great show. We got TJ Bolds and marvelous Ethan Matthews. Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. Path to the Bash. Coming up after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
So milk production in the United States has remained pretty much flat this year. Our cow herd not growing nearly as quickly as we'd like. But yet 4 mega cheese processing plants all coming online in the next few weeks. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So if those cheese plants can find the milk, is that cheese already purchased? We'll investigate next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Technologies at EverAg, says that's a good question. Is all the cheese that these mega plants will be producing already spoken for, or is it something that's going to hit the marketplace hard?
If you're building a brand new cheese plant environment like this, you would think it's on contract. So I think we kind of assume it's on contract. Whether it's truly an export order or whatnot, I think remains to be seen, which still kind of is what surrounds some of these new plants with risk, right? Like, we just don't know for sure, Pam. It's a good question. And one right now we view that just has some risk to it because we really just don't know if all that cheese is spoken for.
Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Services with EverAg. He said the other thing we have to keep in mind is where is the milk coming from to fuel that cheese production? And he said, in reality, where they're located, there's not enough milk to fuel the plants. So it's going to come from outside of their region, maybe as far away as Wisconsin. Markets are next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Barrel cheese was up 8 cents yesterday at 201. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 192 and a half. Double A butter was up 4 and a half, 268 on Thursday. The November Class 3 milk is up 20 cents this morning, 21.66 going to cheese. Corn for December is up a penny at 408. November beans are up 2 at 991. December wheat right now up 4 at 593 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on markets for Friday. I'm PM Yonke.
Have you ever?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Broadcasting from...
you
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Something we didn't mention, Glam Band Dennis will be joining us a little bit. Tony Bennett resigned last night.
Saw it.
Right on the cusp of the season starting.
Why?
I don't know, but I do know one thing. Somebody very close to him, told me about a month ago, he thinks that NIL thing is taking away his interest in playing that game. And I can't blame him.
I'll go back to what Mark Murphy said at that banquet we were at.
Yeah.
He just... That's just tough right now with the pool, whatever. What is that when you can transfer?
Transfer pool.
The transfer pool, the NIL. That's not the coaching he grew up in.
No, not at all. He likes to get these young guys, really develop them, work with them, and then it all pays off. They're juniors and seniors and everything like that. And I think that's what drove him out. I think the NIL drove Tony Bennett out of basketball. That's just my opinion. So anyway, but we're talking wrestling right now. TJ Bowles, Marvelous Ethan Matthews in the house, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Path to the Bash, coming up tonight. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Good. It's always good to see you guys. I like that you guys got this, not reinvented, but kind of rekindled in the area with wrestling. There's an incredible number of wrestling fans in this area.
Oh, yeah. Like, Green Bay's always been a hotbed. It's always been a great place for professional wrestling. And, most recently, it's just been firing back up, especially with this popularity nationwide.
Yeah.
With the WWE, of course, almost reinventing themselves with like WWE Next and stuff like that, NXT and AEW, you know.
And you have such a variety of people that come out, you know, the villain, and this is only $10. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
I mean, that's nice of you guys to do that. I mean, I'm sure you're building a base and getting, I know, but you said you had a lot of attendance last time, and that's a really good deal. I'm going with the 25 because I want ringside.
One of our biggest mission statements as a company is to provide a family-friendly, affordable night out.
Oh, yeah, because that price really, if it's any much higher than that, I hate it. Because think about it. If a dad and his two sons, let's say, right?
Right.
That's $30 right there. Now, let's say they want to get some drinks, right? Probably up to about 40, 45. You want to get a t-shirt, 50, 75. That price can jump up pretty fast.
Yeah. You're
so, because some places do like 15, 20 general. Yeah.
You're
so
still
like,
up to the price of a Packer ticket.
Keep going.
I mean, hey, if our main competition is Green Bay Packers.
You buy a used car from a guy behind the bar.
Yeah, if we're considered to have the same competition as the Green Bay Packers, I'm going to take that as a win.
Well, it's different, but it's a lot of energy.
Yeah, I think here from Josh, best fans in the state for wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For
I reckon
sure.
so.
Yeah. I think it's cool. You know, do you have any women? Do women still wrestle in these venues? I know they're still the big time. Remember, I met Lita. Remember Lita?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
She was at when Tammy Elliott did the Regis show. Her and Triple H were the guests. Lita was on with Tammy, and Triple H was the guest the day before we went there to watch and see how it all works. And good guys. Yeah. Oh, good people. I mean, talk to them backstage. They were awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of female wrestlers. It's just as popular as ever.
But at this level, I mean, do you guys have
some?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of our frequenters, her name is Sierra. Okay. I think she just got named in the top 125 in the nation.
Wow.
Top 200, top 125 of the whole nation.
Awesome.
On the ladies' list, I think she was like 103.
Yeah, 103, yep.
And then on the men's list, she's like...
Oh, yeah, even on the men's list, she's in
430 or something like that.
Yeah.
Again, one of the best wrestlers in the country.
Is she wrestling tonight?
She is not.
Oh, okay.
Or not with us, at least.
Yeah. Hey, but one of the times she will be?
Oh, she's pretty common.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm looking at the matches tonight, and where there's three of them, is that like a cage match, or is that...
So that's a triple threat. So all three of them will be wrestling each other.
Wow.
And there's no rules in a triple threat. And, whoever gets the first pinfall wins.
I've never seen that. I've never seen one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
I'm sitting here looking at Jim and John going, who's the third in that match?
Adam Grace, one of the top popular guys in the area. Salem Crane, he actually comes from the Hornswoggle School.
Oh.
And Stacy Shadow, she's been around for a little bit longer than I have.
Legend.
Oh, yeah, she's legendary in this area. So with her, when she was coming up, she really only had a lot of men to wrestle with. So that made her nothing but more and more tough.
Right.
She's definitely somebody who, in the ring with her, yeah, you're in trouble.
I've wrestled her so many times.
You have?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
One of the hardest hitting.
I like her t-shirt. Not friendly, do not pet.
Yes.
She could kick my ass so yes. fast.
Oh, she'll drop you on your head. She'll waste your time kicking your ass. She'll just drop you on your head.
Would she give you a chance to tap out even? Or just?
I mean, I don't think tapping out would do anything. At that point,
can you tap out if you're not conscious? I don't know.
This is great, man.
Ethan, you're wrestling tonight.
Yes, sir.
And in your promotional literature, do you wear the glasses? Or is this just for us to look at the dark glasses, the hat?
You should loan him your Guatemala drug lord glasses.
Guatemala drug lord.
He's
glasses.
Got Guatemalan drug lord.
Now you're talking about language.
They are bling. They're like gold. Gold ooh, frames. The
we're
whole
talking
thing.
To Ethan here.
You would look hot in those, Ethan.
You know, what do you wear tonight?
Well, so I mean, as far as the
promo
presentation on the photograph there, that's what I wear to the ring.
Okay.
And then, you know, by the time that it's time to, you know,
I was going to say, you look like the kind of guy that would go to Menards on Saturday and wear that shirt, that same sleeveless shirt and trucker hat and shades.
I mean, I have.
We stop at Quick Trips across the state, and yeah, that's usually what he wears on the way to the
I believe
yeah.
it.
It gets fun when you get going, like, to smaller towns out west, and they look at you like you're,
Yeah, you're definitely the first they've seen in a while to come out as that crazy.
That's awesome. You know? I think it's
cool. Great.
But yeah, so do I.
Something else interesting about the event tonight is in that triple threat match, whoever wins that goes on to face this gentleman here, Aaron Arsenal, for our first championship in December, which we have with us today.
Oh, we got to unveil the championship belt.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
That is so awesome.
Baby.
All right.
You didn't tell anybody any of this stuff, TJ. Yeah. Just go telling the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Spoiling the meat of it.
And this isn't October. This is in December.
Yes. This is who fights for this.
All right.
And this is actually brought to us by Will the Thrill Santowski. A
legend.
Will
the Thrill.
A legend.
Legend.
What better way to display something than a radio show?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Love
that's all right. We're live worldwide here on the stream. First time I've ever held up a championship belt, but it fits me well.
Hey. It's got some weight to it, too.
It does a lot of weight to it. I'm not going to hold this up much longer. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wow, that's cool.
That is. How much did that cost?
You don't have to tell us that.
That's beautiful.
That is. That's a beautiful belt. And this is, when you say it's the first, what do you mean?
So with us being a new company, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, we don't have a champion yet. So we have to decide that. And we're going to figure out who is the first person to represent us.
Somebody's going to be proud wearing that thing
you
around.
Bet.
I reckon so.
And is that a traveling belt? Can they lose it next year?
The belt in Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, wherever we go, it'll be put on the line.
Oh, okay.
Should be put on the line as well, at least.
Wow.
Do you guys have the... When I did a story on Hornswoggle, did a thing down in Oshkosh at the... Todd, what is that? The old... American Legion?
Masonic Center, probably.
Is that what it would be? Or they've turned it into entertainment now? It's not the place with the bowling alley in the basement.
I don't
or
think so.
No? Anyway, one of the places in Oshkosh, in Hornswoggle,
who
a lot of people would know as... What term do you use for his level of wrestling?
They call it micro-wrestling
micro-wrestling,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he used to use more of a derogatory term. That's no longer politically correct.
He prefers that term.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He says that term makes money.
Okay.
Okay.
Call me what you want as long as I'm getting paid. More.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We'll go with that then. But they had some, and this is, okay, again, I did a story on this one guy who was a UPS driver by day and a pro wrestler by night. And, you know, he's this really nice guy, and then he's this, you know, wild man in the ring type thing. And, but I was just shocked. Like, they had this one guy, and he was a black gentleman, kind of looked like him, but the acrobatics, he would climb to the top rope and do like two backflips people don't understand the athleticism that it takes to be a good pro wrestler. And I'm not making any jokes, but you got to be quite the athlete to do what these guys do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Also, not just that, but the bravery to do it.
I'm sorry?
Like, the bravery to do it. Because if you go to the top rope, or like a lot of people see the big cage and stuff, you climb the cage or the ladder. Like, you get up there, you're like, oh, this is a little bit higher than it was in my head.
Exactly.
You know, and so a lot of people, like, I have seen some people get up there as fans and go like, yeah, I'm just going to slowly step right back down.
I'm good.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like bunk beds.
I always had a fear of falling out of a top bunk.
For real, though, man.
For real. Yeah. I've always had that fear. Always. You? You had bunk beds, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Who did we talk to that had bunk beds here yesterday?
With me.
You. All right. But anyway, what do you think, if somebody, some high school kid listening right now, and they would like to get into this level of pro wrestling, what types of things could they do to prepare their body for this sport?
And their mind.
And their mind. You're right.
Watch a lot of professional wrestling, of course.
Right.
Study it. Something I always tell people, and this is kind of an out there kind of idea. I'm always big on studying silent film. Charlie Chaplin. You know, Charles Chaplin,
yeah.
Buster Keaton, stuff like that. Because you see a lot of the mannerisms. You see a lot of their pratfalls. You see a lot of how they act when they're not able to vocalize, you know. And that really helps them be more expressive, you know.
That's awesome.
And honestly, any, like, theater kids, same thing. Like, silent film, to me, truly is the groundwork for any great artist in general, like a physical artist. You know?
That's very cool. I never thought that was going to be the answer. That's phenomenal. Well,
the other thing I was going to say, and attend the event. I just want to throw that in there.
That's cool.
How is it getting participants, wrestlers? Is there a is there a lot of them out there? A lot of people that want to do this? Or do you
there's
recruit?
So many.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. I remember at one point, sometime last year or the year before, I actually made a list of everybody that I know and know of in the state. About 150 to 200.
There's
give or
so
take.
Many.
Really? Yeah.
And that's not including Chicago,
right.
Minneapolis, because a lot of these people travel. Like on our events, like I'm very big, I was talking earlier, I'm very big on getting people from Chicago, getting
right.
people from Minnesota, because it's all about shaking hands and getting to know people. And that's how you advance in this profession. You know, so if people, somebody, I felt so awesome. There's somebody from Minneapolis and Chicago, one of our most recent shows. They had never met before they came to our events. And then all of a sudden they shook hands, talked, hung out a little bit. And now the guy from Chicago is like, yeah, here are some places in Chicago you can go to. And the guy from Minneapolis is like, if you ever come up here, you can crash on my bed and stuff.
Wow.
And that's how it works. That's how we grow.
Well, you guys have all been through the same, training ground, whatever you call it. It's all, start bare bones, this. So you guys all have that in common, I would imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like guys all go to boot camp together in the Army or Marines or something like that. You've all experienced the trials and tribulations.
And that's the wonderful thing about what we do too is you might go 6 months, a year, 2 years, between seeing somebody, and then you see a handful of your friends that you haven't seen for however long.
Yeah,
it's like a family reunion.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You develop your own persona, right? I mean, right? You're marvelous.
I mean, generally speaking,
for the listeners, I'm not saying you're marvelous. You're marvelous, Ethan, is what you are.
Let me ask you this: Would you be the 2024 version of Gorgeous George?
Ooh, I don't know that I'd go that far. I'm more of a Sam Houston type.
Okay, because the flamboyancy
right.
aspect of it.
I think there's always, we talked a little bit, there's always got to be kind of the victim and the villain.
The foil.
Have you ever thought about two people taking on maybe, I don't know, Trump and Harris?
I'm pretty sure McMahon did that a few times in the E, in the WWE, where I remember there was a time when, wasn't it like Obama and somebody else was running against each other? And they were just like, it was Hillary and somebody else. And like, for some reason,
ring.
They had a wrestling, like they had two people portray them and have a wrestling match in the ring. I remember being a kid, like, this is weird.
Okay.
Neither of them even knew how to wrestle.
That,
this is not good.
That is old school. Cause I remember in the late 70s when the oil OPEC things all started and they would have the Middle Eastern kind of guy. The whole thing. And he got booed like crazy. They didn't have the all American guy.
Yep.
That's kind of what I was saying is they just incorporate the current events.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was,
right.
Johnny's right about that. I remember that. That was, because nobody liked the oil embargo. Everybody's mad about gas prices and they bring this guy out there.
Was that the Sheik?
I think
could have been.
Was that,
I
think it
WrestleMania 7, they did Hulk Hogan against Sergeant Slaughter, who at the time was portraying an Iraqi sympathizer.
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter was portraying an Iraqi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
WrestleMania 7.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I think you're right about the Sheik.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Boy, that was, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
That was,
I'm saying you engage something.
You
got to
have that.
So,
I
think.
But I mean, I was telling these guys, I used to collect old wrestling magazines. And they'd always have the articles or the ads for blow up dolls in the back.
Do you guys remember that? I don't remember that.
I remember the magazines. The ad, however.
I think, John, that's a different magazine.
No, it's not.
Those are the ones you had under your bed.
We guys had our quick break. TJ Bowles, the marvelous Ethan Matthews in the house, Hybrid Wrestling. Back at this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 46 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh, heading into a phenomenal weekend. And Todd dug out a picture of Vern Gagne, who every Saturday night when I was a kid, I'd be watching. They'd have Saturday Night Wrestling at the arena and the whole thing. And that guy has done more to make wrestling popular in the Midwest, I think, than any other person. Would you guys agree?
Oh, easily.
Yes. Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, he was legendary.
He's the one that founded the AWA, isn't it? Isn't he? That's an Ethan question. So,
oh man, I think he is.
Yeah,
I think that, and that's when the Midwest, because the South and Detroit and some, because I used to watch that Channel 50. They had a hardcore group, but it was more of like the Southern ones moving up here. Seemed like Vern was the first one to make the Midwest kind of a wrestling hub.
Yeah. Oh, and made it matter so much.
Exactly.
I think that's what you guys got going for you is there's people our age or our sons, maybe our sons missed it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? Like this was big in the 70s and I don't think it was that big when our kids were 14, 15, 16, 17, you know, but now it's big again. So this is my strategy here to get more people in is a grandfather, grandson.
Todd, is he weaving?
He is weaving. Okay. He's over here. And then he comes around and he's back here.
Not gonna lie, it caught me in the window there. I had to be like, what is that?
You used to talk about dad, a couple kids, but you know, this would be a great thing to take your grandson to.
Oh, and it's clean.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's fun, it's clean, it's not too late. It's like I want to help you get this thing back because I think it's great entertainment and it'd be fun to go to that for $10. Oh my God.
Yeah, our shows don't last too long. Right. There's like at most 2.5 hours. Like we project our shows to be done around 9:30.
Wow.
So 7:30 to 9:30 from bell to bell.
And where are you again?
Badger State Brewing Company,
which is a great company.
Great place, venue. You can buy tickets at the door.
You can buy tickets at the door or you can buy them pre sale right now. Any of our Facebook posts for Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, any of them have the link to our ticket source.
Badger State Brewing Company, Friday, October 18th. Front row, $25. General admission, $10. Doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7:30. Do you have a traveling referee?
TJ loves traveling referees.
Yeah. So I was being a referee for 16 years.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Being the referee aspect is very important to me.
I know.
So I always make sure we have at least one. So we have two regular in-house refs.
Okay. Right?
And then we have a third ref who is from out of area.
Okay.
Just that way he can. Tonight we have Tingle Jones is his name from the Michigan area. And he's coming over just to check out, see how we are. And then
nice.
It's one of those things where everybody knows each other. So he comes here, sees, hopefully he likes what we do. And then he goes to his area and be like, hey, have you heard about these guys up in Green Bay? Right. And we build and build.
Love it.
You're the networking guy.
Yep.
In your 16 years of reffing, did you ever get hurt? Or did you ever feel endangered? Is that like, there's a lot of emotion from the crowd.
Well,
and
I was going to say, even at small venues, you might have that one person who gets into it a little bit too much in the crowd.
I've always been able to talk. I'm great at de-escalation. Like, that's something I'm good at. So I've actually had there's been a match or two or three where the wrestlers go to the outside. And I follow them.
Yeah.
I remember there was this time at Stadium View.
Okay.
Where a fan is like, come on, get him back in the ring. And I'm like, man, I can really use a drink because of this. And he's like, I got you. I'm like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Go through the crowd. And we come back. And that fan comes over and hands me a Captain and Coke. And I'm like, dude, you're amazing. I can't drink this right now. And I drank as much as I could.
Yeah.
And the rest of that match went fine. So,
it would have been gone if it was the Dr. Pepper.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
If you have any wrestlers around here from our Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton area that's going to be wrestling one of these times, please bring them in, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got one of the main courses right here, but it'd be fun to talk to some of these guys who do it for that real sidelight type thing and what that's like if, like, your coworkers come to watch you sometime and all of a sudden you're that guy that sat in the cubicle next to me and now you're this crazy guy jumping off the third rope.
I tell you what, when we were here last time for a previous show, this was the talk of the locker room, was the fact that, you guys were on the radio. WGBW, cool. That's cool. And so there's definitely interest, for sure.
Excellent.
For sure.
Glad to hear that.
And I think there should be interest. I think it's fun. It's entertaining. It's, I can't wait to get back to that. Because doesn't it harken back to, we talk about how music
absolutely
brings you back, but this wrestling stuff brings you back to good times.
That or the old commercial, brought to you by Plywood Oshkosh. Still love that one. You guys are too young for that. But
they
the
are.
Whole thing, the whole
thing. Style in price range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
The entire Saturday night wrestling program was sponsored by Plywood Oshkosh. Yes.
These guys are intently listening. Like they're looking for something.
I don't know why. I really want to buy plywood. Yeah. It just hit me.
But only from Oshkosh.
Okay, Fraulein from Germany.
After to hear or what?
All right, this could be a
fun. Who are some of your big sponsors? Give them a push if you got them.
Oh, yeah. So, Frost Giant Games.
Green Bay UFO Records and Museum.
Oh, we had him in here.
Cheesesteak Rebellion.
Okay, kudos to Cheesesteak Rebellion.
Oh, they do so much.
I love them. Okay, and I'm looking at your sponsors here. You know, obviously Badger State.
Richard Craniums is a very big one. Ethan is a big guy there.
You know, I mean, I drink there.
Right.
Frequently.
Well, you've been down to Richard.
I may have been there a time or two.
That's
good place for a Packer game. Just saying.
They do meat raffles there. That's just a good company. Yeah.
They just give
back to this community and smaller place, but they know what they're doing there. And then what's the poison? What's the last one here? The poison one. Like this. Who is that?
Which one? That one? Oh, that's Richard Craniums.
Yeah, that's Richard Craniums.
Yep. Well, that's his logo.
Yep. Richard Craniums and Cheesesteak Rebellion. Of course, it's Frost Giant Games as well. Huge partners of ours. Huge supporters.
Okay. That's great.
Well, maybe we can get you guys some more from doing this.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
And let's support them,
I hope
too.
So. That helps a lot.
Awesome. Hey, great having you guys here. I love what you're doing. You know what? We talk about small businesses. Jim's a huge supporter, so am I. You're out there in a walk-in space, and you guys are doing it.
Maybe
same thing as somebody opened up a coffee shop. I congratulate you guys.
Networking. You got the advertising. You got the... Yep. Yeah, you guys know what you're doing.
It's the same formula.
Yep.
Great stuff, guys.
Cool.
All right. TJ Bowles, Marvelous Ethan Matthews tonight. We'll talk more about A Path to the Bash. Great having you guys here.
Thank you.
Back right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time, our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam.
October 19th, don't miss the fundraiser for Beaver Dam's Community Library Renovation Project, a costume contest and raffles from 5 to 8 p.m. And October 26th, it's Beaver Dam's Fall Downtown Fest. Trick-or-treat, casket races, a monster bar crawl. Plus, after the casket races, enjoy live music by Noah James Hittner at Ooga. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.